Here I listed a couple of other reasons why it's so important to evaluate and keep evaluating your tests in different study populations that you want to use it in. For PCR, we already discussed that there can be mutations in the primer and probe binding sites, but you can also have unforeseen inhibitory substances in specimens of certain patients. For antigen detection, you remember that the target can vary. We saw that HRP2 deletions happen. Different parasitemias might be not detectable in certain populations because they are so low. Again, in antigen detection tests also, the specimen used can inhibit your assay. For example, if you try to detect an antigen in urine, which can be very acidic or basic, depending on your patient and the comorbidities. Another thing that you have to take into account, especially with antigen and antibody detection tests, is that if your patient itself already developed antibodies against the antigen that you're trying to detect, it might already be occupied by those antibodies and thus not available for detection. There can be cross-reactions, as I said, and you have to test in your population if those are likely to happen. And for antibody detection, this is very similar to the antigen detection. But don't forget that the amount of antibodies you have in your patient depends on its immune status. If that's compromised for whatever reason, you might have less antibodies than in other patients. Again, the antigen can vary and thus lead to different antibodies developed in the patient, which might not be able to be picked up by your test. The complex of an antibody and antigen that already happened in the patient will also inhibit your antibody detection test. And in antibody detection, it is even more likely that you have non-specific antibodies binding to your epitope in the patient, simple, to your antigen, sorry. And finally, since RDT and ELISA are based on the same principle, people tend to think that we can just use an ELISA and easily transform it into an RDT. But don't forget that an RDT is an immunochromatographic test where you don't have washing steps and it's much quicker than an ELISA where you have long incubations and washing. So that means you can eliminate cross-reactions much easier, much more easily.